Okay. And both of them is based upon. But also tefach echad mamido. We said that the sukkah has to have, according to Rabbanon, two full walls, and the third wall can be a tefach. So where does that tefach go? Omer Rav, mamido keneged hayotze. You have two walls that form a 90 degree angle, and the other tefach is keneged one of the walls. It sticks out, right? Either look at the example on the side. Either it sticks out towards the east, or it sticks out down towards the west. Either one of those. It's that's keneged hayotze. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi keneged hayotze makom shamechitza kala. Wherever one of the mechitzas ends, the ezashir, so whichever one, im hashtayim mizrachis svonis, yase ha-tefach, the sofat svonis, ben mitzol v'tzad marav, over mizrachis v'tzad dov. If the two walls are northwest, or northeast, you put it at the end of whichever mechitza you want. And that's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn that keneged hayotze is not directly connected to the wall, but you move it less than three tefachim from the wall and put the tefach in the middle. So you have altogether almost four tefachim of what's considered solid. Amrei le Rav Kahana Rav Asi v'Rav, the amidenu keneged rosh tur. Right? Instead of putting it keneged, one of the mechitzas, and then you only have even a zecher of three walls, why don't you put a keneged rosh tur? Keneged rosh tur, look at the picture in Rashi, keneged, what's it called, put it on a diagonal. Again, at the end of the mechitza, of either one, but diagonally facing in towards the other mechitza, so it looks like four walls. You have, since it's on diagonal, you have a zecher at least of four walls here, because it's going like almost in two directions. That's Rashi's pshat in Rosh Tur. Other Rishonim learn that you move it away again less than three tefachim from the wall and put it on a diagonal in the middle with space between, and then it looks like almost like four walls. Okay, because a little bit goes this way, a little bit goes this way on the diagonal. Rashi v'yamidenu keneged rosh tur, the diktsoat svonis marovis balachso. Either on the northwest corner of the wall, and put it then on a slant, or mizrachis romis, or on the southeast, shamechitzos marovis svonis, where the mechitzos form a right angle northwest. The nearer note of these mechitzos, it looks like it's going in two directions. Nevzikar v'mechitzos. Now it looks like four mechitzos. What is a rosh tur? He tell him ma'ana shel sof hasadeh. When you make furrows in the field, the last furrow, right, shaklovim kolim v'holkim balachsum zu oroch mizeh ma'ad. Right, the when you make furrows in the field, so they get a little bit longer one after the other, and the last one you put on a slant, on a diagonal. So that's why it's called rosh tur. Others say that Rosh Tur, I think the Rambam says, is like the head of a shore. It looks like a triangle. A shore's head. It's like a triangle. And others say that a Rosh Tur is a earring that's shaped like a triangle. The same idea. The idea is to put it on a diagonal so it looks like two mechitzas. Shows what exactly Rosh Tur means, but whatever it means, it has this idea of a triangle. So they asked Rav, why don't you put it like that? So instead of putting it straight, and then you only have a zecher of three walls, this way at least it looks like four walls. Shosik Rav. So Rav kept quiet, and the two sheep didn't shown him. If Rav kept quiet because he agreed, and therefore it's better to put it on a Rosh Tur, or Rav kept quiet because he wasn't choshish for it. He didn't. He disagreed with it, and he didn't think it was even necessary to answer. Okay. Itmar nami Omar Shmuel mishmei the Levi mamido keneged hayotze. Right. Shmuel said in the name of Levi that you put it straight keneged one of the mechitzas. V'chein morin beit medrash shom amilu keneged hayotze. And that's the way that they taught the beit medrash, not rosh tur, but straight keneged one of the mechitzas. Rabbi Simon, the same Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, also lo tefach shochei. Rabbi Simon holds differently. It's not enough just to put the third mechitza, a tefach, at the end of either mechitza, and to have two walls plus one tefach sticking out as a third wall. You have to do it differently. You make what's called a tefach shochet. You make a board that is a large tefach. A tefach, regular tefach, is these four fingers tightly held next to each other. That's a regular tefach. A tefach shochet is where you hold your fingers a little bit apart. It's a bigger tefach. And the reason you need a bigger tefach is that it should be something that's nicker. It should appear something, and it should be a little bit more altogether than four tefachim. Okay, umamid of a pachim shloshes tefachim samach v'dofet. You put it within three tefachim of the wall, right? Less than three tefachim of the wall, so it's lavud. So it's considered like it's connected to the wall, but that space is considered like it extends into that space. And since it's a little bit more than a tefach, it's a tefach shochek, you have four tefachim of wall. Considered four tefachim of wall. Less than four tefachim is considered nothing, according to Rav Simon. So now you have two whole walls, and a wall that's made up of lavud, plus a little bit more than a tefach, which altogether is four tefachim. Chol pachas mishlosh esomach v'dofen kalavud dami. As long as it's within three tefachim of the wall, it's considered like it's connected to the wall. Plus, it's another little bit more than a tefach. Altogether, what's it called? Four tefachim. Rashi, tefach shochet, molded in bedalav etzbo, she'elam nogesu bezu. You measure a tefach shochet with your four fingers where they're not touching each other. Tahavi tefach u'mashu, which is a tefach plus a little bit more. And that makes up for the mashahu that's missing by the lavud. You put it less than three tefachim, less next to one of the mechitzas. The havi like a mechitza shall dalat tefachim, and now it looks like a mechitza four tefachim. Umeshach suka shiva nimtzeruva shall dalat osu, and the minimal wall is seven tefachim, and four therefore is what's called is most of the wall. And it's not only most, but it's most that's nikur la'ayin. You can see that it's most. That's the idea. Omer of Yehuda, Sukkah Asuya Kemovel, Ksheva, but also Tefach Mamido Lechol Ruach Sheyirtze. Okay, now we have another case. Till now we've been talking about a Sukkah that was made with right angles. The two whole walls needed right angles. And then the Shaila is where you put the other Tefach, either directly at the end of one of the Mechitzas, or three Tefachim away, and it has to be a Tefach Shochek. Okay, those are the two possibilities. Even though whether he's shown the way, well, we're learning Rashi. That's the two possibilities the way Rashi learns. And we have another possibility of putting it to Rosh Tur on a diagonal, and that Gemara seems to have what's it called bin Madche, except if you hold that when it says Shosik Rav, that he accepted it. It could be the Rav holds that you have to put it to Rosh Tur, even though all the other Amoraim said you don't have to put it to Rosh Tur. Okay. Now we're saying a different kind of sukkah. You have two walls that are parallel. Two parallel walls. That's Osri Kamavu. So you have two parallel walls, and you put the other tefach wherever you want to between the walls. So now you have two parallel walls, and one wall that has a tefach sticking out towards the other wall. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, the same Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar, also lo pas arbo mashahu. No, it's not good enough just to put that tefach at the end of either wall. Over here, you have to make a board, four tefachim plus a little bit. Okay, not one tefach, four tefachim plus a little bit. Umamido betochos mishlosha somach l'dofen, and you put it within three tefachim of one of the walls, right, between the two walls. The chol tefachos mishlosha somach l'dofen kalav adomi. And now you have, what's it called, with the lavud, you have a little bit less than three, plus four, plus a little bit, so you have now a wall that's seven tefachim. Full seven tefachim. Here, a tefach won't help. With that halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, that you need two whole walls plus a tefach is only where the walls are on a right angle. When the walls are parallel, then tefach doesn't help. Then the halacha Moshe doesn't help. You need mamish seven tefachim, but there were mekel also. You don't need seven tefachim solid. You need seven tefachim together with lavud. Moshe says, "Ma'ishna hasam dekamra sagi tefach shoche." Why, in the case where the walls meet at a right angle, a tefach shochek within three tefachim of the wall is enough, and here you need a board of four tefachim within three tefachim of the wall. Here you need to be considered a full seven. Over there where there are two walls, kehilchasan, meaning that they meet at a right angle, right, there it's enough with one tefach. Within three tefachim of the wall. Hachat the lekeshtei defanos, over here where there aren't two defanos connected. They're parallel, but they're not connected. Right? Here, in order to connect them, you need ika pasarba in ilolo. If you have a board, a four tefachim, put within three tefachim of the either wall, then it's considered that you've connected these walls. And if not, the walls are totally separate from each other, and they're not considered shtayim. They're not considered two walls. There's no connection to each other. What?
I can use
lavud
on both walls, on both sides.
There's a Ravio, I think, says you could do that, but the Maisa, what's it called? Since it's not nicker that it's connecting the walls, most Rishonim hold you can't do something. It has to be connected to one wall and then be a meshach of seven tefachim. The Ravio says you could put it right in the middle, right, and be lawful to either side, right, and it'll be okay like that. But if you have the walls far away from each other, it's not going to help. So if you want to have a bigger sukkah and the walls farther away, you can do this. Right, put it within three tefachim, you have seven tefachim, and then it's kosher, right, no matter how wide the sukkah is. Your case is only going to be good if the sukkah is only wide, seven tefachim. Okay. Rashi. I'm a foolish. The two walls are parallel, not make a right angle. Sheira, the Hanami Kori Kehilchasan. So this is also Kehilchasan. Kehilchasan either means two connected or two parallel, and therefore the Tefach will help in either case. Right? And you put the Tefach wherever you want, because you have basically what's it called now, four places where you could possibly put it. At the end of either wall, that's four different places. Osapas, and Reb Simon says, no, in this case, it's not called Kehilchasan, since the walls have nothing to do with each other. So now you have to mechaber these walls, you need a different Eitzah. Osapas, Dopen Gomer Shal Dal Tfachim, you make a board of four Tfachim plus a little bit, Umanidav Apachos Megimel Shalach Dopen, and you put that board within three tefachim of one of the walls, eitzel mitzoa pas arba, the chiamrinun lavud ikazayin tefachim oroch, kedei sukkah ketana, because now that you'll say lavud, with the four plus a little bit, you'll have seven tefachim altogether.
Even if the other parallel wall is very far away?
Even if it's very far away, yeah. Shtei defanos, shleimos kehilchason kemingan, de'ei niros mefulasos kihai. Right, shtei defanos kehilchason means that what's it called, that they form a right angle. Then you see that there are two walls that have a connection to each other, but not in the case, what's it called, that where they're separate and the space goes mamash right between them, separates between them, then the chori, you need something to make them walls that have a connection to each other. Then you need more than just a tefach. Okay. Omar Rava, the eino niteres ela b'tzuras ha-pesach. And you need a Tzuras HaPesach. You need, according to some, you need two poles plus something on top of them. Others, well, you don't need anything on top of them. The Schach forms the thing on top. But you need two poles under the Schach on either side. Ika Diamri Omar Rava V'Niteres Nomi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Ika Diamri Omar Rava V'Tzricha Nomi Tzuras HaPesach. Some say that Rava was telling you another Eitzah, how you could make where the sukkah is mefulish, where the two walls are parallel, how you can connect these walls by making a Tzuras HaPesach. You don't need a board of four tefachim within three tefachim, so you have seven. All you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. So you take the the tefach board and you've divided it into two. One you put on one side, one you put, what's it called, seven tefachim away, and you put, what's it called, the Turis of Pesach over it. And that Pesach is considered like a wall. It's considered like it's closed. Okay, it's a Pesach. And the Shiloh is, over here, how much do you need? Do you need just a Pesach of seven tefachim? And then it doesn't make a difference how far away the things are from each other, as long as you have seven tefachim is enough. Or you need a Turis of Pesach to connect the two walls completely. No matter how much it is, you need a Turis of Pesach for that. And if it's more than 10 Amos, you can't have a Pesach of 10 Amos or more, so you have to have two Turis of Pesach to connect it. Right? See Rashi. Omar Rava, Ve'enu Turis of Turis of Pesach. Ve'eruvin Omar, Heichi Domi Turis of Pesach. The Gemara in Eruvin explains what a Turis of Pesach is. Konamikan, Ve'konamikan, Ve'konagabeim. You have a pole here and a pole down farther away from it, and a pole over them. Right? That's a Turis HaPesach. It's a door frame. B'hocha, and that's considered like a mechitza. B'hocha kama rova, the tefach sheshaninu b'braisa shematir b'dofen shlishis eino matir elim kein asol also tefach Turis HaPesach apnei kol dofen kula. Rashi learns that it has to be keneged the entire wall. In other words, if you have two walls separated, and they're 10 feet apart. So you need a Turis HaPesach between the two walls of 10 feet. Connected the whole wall. Ketzat. Well, how's that be? Koner Shalchatzi Tefach, Eitzel HaYotze. The Koner Shalchatzi Tefach, Mikzoa Shekenegdo. The Koner Al-Gabeha, Mizulazu. You take the Tefach, divide it into two. Each one now becomes a half Tefach pole. And in between those two half Tefach poles, you put a Turis HaPesach. Havi le ki'ilu ko adofen sasum. And now that Turis HaPesach is like it's a closed wall. So now you have a full third wall, but it's really air, but it's air that's within the Turis HaPesach that's considered closed. The Pesach sheyesh lo Turis HaPesach steam amaliusay. A door that has a frame around it is considered closed. The Perakama de Erevin. The Zeu Tefach Shomer Chachom. And Rav is saying that's what it means when it said the third one has to be a Tefach. Doesn't mean just a Tefach. It means a full wall of air that's separated between a half a Tefach on one side and a half a Tefach on the other side with a Turis HaPesach in between. So some learn that Rav meant this is also an Eitzah. Niteris Nomi the Turis HaPesach. Mashma the Tefach Shoshaninu Hainuk in the Pirish Rabbi Simon Ve'el. Also stimas tefach etzel hayotze v'asa rava lemeimer dim asa tzuras hapesach apnei kol adofen b'shnei konim kol shehu v'kon al gabeim koi lei b'mokum tefach u'machshir l'kavosei the ohai machshir. Some learned that Rava was giving another etzah. You could do like with Shimon that put the tefach to neged hayotze, right? And that's okay. If you have a full tefach, it's good enough even if there's no other extension. Once it's a full tefach, it's considered like it extends to the length of the whole wall. But then you have what's it called another possibility. You can make a Turis HaPesach, right? Connected the whole wall. So here we're not talking about the case where it's parallel. We're talking about the case where it's right angles. We're talking about the case where it's right angles. So now you can either make the third wall by putting a Tefach, right, opposite one of the walls, parallel to one of the walls. Or if you don't want to make a whole tefach, you can take a half a tefach, and another half a tefach, what's it called, at the end of the length of that wall, opposite that wall at the end, and put a Turis HaPesach. That's one way of learning Rava. You have two choices. You can make a whole tefach, or you can split the tefach with a Turis HaPesach in between. But when you split it with a Turis HaPesach, it has to go the whole length of the parallel wall. Now you're making the third wall parallel to the either of the second walls that come to a right angle, but the full length of that. Others hold it's enough just to make it seven tefachim. You don't have to have it the whole length. Rashi though says connect the whole, what's it called, the whole wall, parallel wall. Okay. So that's one way of learning Rava. Utsricha nomi Turis HaPesach. The second way of learning Rava is that Rava was adding Turis Shimon. It's not enough just to have a tefach connected to one of the walls. Okay? You need a tefach and a Turis HaPesach. Mashma the Tarvayibri. Tefach Eitzel HaYotze. You need a full tefach connected to one of the walls opposite the other wall, parallel to the other wall. Ukana Bezovis Shekinegdo, and another pole, right, on the other end of that wall, right, parallel to it. Ukana Shagabeyam Koi Mitefach Zel Ukana Zeshul Zovis. And the Kana Algabeyam goes from the tefach to the other, what's it called, pole, which doesn't have to be a tefach. But you need two things. You need both a tefach coming out, plus a Turis HaPesach. Okay. So those are the two ways of learning in Rav. Rav Ashi Ashkechev Rav Kahana, the Ka'ovid Tefach Shochek, the Ka'ovid Turis HaPesach. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana building a sukkah, and he saw that he was making a Tefach Shochek, and the Gra takes out this Shochek, or the supposedly, they say the name of the Gra, that he took out the word Shochek. You surely don't need, nobody ever mentioned that you need a Tefach Shochek plus a Turis HaPesach. That wasn't even a Havamin in Rava. The Tefach Shochek is only where, according to the Man D'Omer, who said that a Tefach itself is not enough. But you need a Tefach within three Tvachim, so it becomes Tefach Shochek, then it becomes like four Tvachim. But this, the Shochek over here is not necessary. You have a Tefach, plus you have a whole Turis HaPesach. That should be enough. So they say in the name of the Gra that the word Shochek is taken out, but it's not written anywhere in the name of the Grush. It says on the side over here. And he made a Turis HaPesach, right? So it's seemingly he held, like Rava, in the Ika D'Amre, that you need both. Omer Le, Lo Sover, Mar, Lo Hada Rava, Dama Rava, and he teres Nami with Turis HaPesach. Why do you need a Tefach plus a Turis HaPesach? It's enough either a Tefach or a Turis HaPesach. Omer Le, Anoki Yidich Lishna, the Rava Spirali. I hold like the other Lashon, that Rava held you need both. You need both of them. Rashi. He made a tefach shochet connected to one of the walls, parallel to the other wall, and then he made a Turis HaPesach from that tefach till the end of the wall with another pole, parallel to the end of that wall with another pole. Where it says, Losover Lamar Veniteris Nami. Oh hi, don't you hold that Rava held either one was good? Why do you need both? Right? And he said, no, I hold like the other Lashon that said you need both. Okay. Let's go on. Shtayim Kehilchason, Omar Rava, V'chein L'Shabbos. Nigu the Havidofen, Ninyin Sukkah, Havidofen, Ninyin Shabbos. Right? On Shabbos, during Sukkot, right? Or we'll see Shabbos during Sukkot, right? But the Shabbos during Sukkot for sure. Since this is what's it called, Shtayim Kehilchason, and the other one, a Tefach, helps for Sukkah, it helps for Shabbos too. Normal Shabbos, it wouldn't help. Right? Because normal Shabbos, you need three Mechitzas. But since Lagabe Sukkah, the Tefach, whatever way you say, helps to make it a Sukkah, Minat Torah, it helps for Shabbos too, to make it that you can carry in that moment. Because Migul, the Havidopin, in Sukkah, Havidopin, in Shabbos. Since it's a dopin for Sukkah, it's a dopin for Shabbos too. So they asked, we showed them why don't we say just the opposite? Since it's not a dopin for Shabbos, it's Neymel L'chumrah. It's not a dopin for Sukkah either on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos, there wouldn't be a good Mechitza. So some say that this whole din is only din the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said, since Maisa, it's a Gabi Sukkah, it's a good Sukkah, what's it called? Minat Torah. The Rabbanim will make on Shabbos of Sukkot to make it a good din the Rabbanim too. Others say the Ran says that since when the Torah said the halachas of Sukkah, it always includes the Shabbos. Sukkot is 7 days, and when the Torah said the halachas, it didn't say different halachas for Shabbos. It's as if the Torah said Shabbos also. This is good enough.
Only the Don.
What? We'll see. That's what I'm saying. Right, but on Shabbos of Sukkot for sure, that what's it called? It's good enough for Shabbos too, because every Sukkot includes the Shabbos. And when the Torah said these walls, it meant on Shabbos also okay. Could be that since on Shabbos and Sukkot it's okay, it's good all any Shabbos. Since for one Shabbos it's okay, it's good. Or could be not. It only works for Shabbos of Sukkot. Okay, Eish Ve'Abayu. Umi Amrin Amigo. Do we say this Migo that since it's good for one thing, it's good for the other thing too? For Atanya and others say that the reason we do it Lekula, not Lechumra, is because you see by Sukkah the Torah was Mekel. It tells you that even a Tefach is okay. So it's not to be machmer over here that since for Shabbos it's no good and for Sukkah it's no good, just the opposite. When it comes to Sukkah, we're makos, so you can't say it's l'chumra, so it must be l'kula. Since it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos too. But do we say such a klal? Or do we just say that whatever it is good for, it's good for, not because it's, because it's good for this, it's good for the other one too. For Atanya, dofen Sukkah ke dofen Shabbos. Uvavad shalo yeh ben kona l'chaveiro shloshu tfachim. What makes a wall for a sukkah is the same halachas that make a wall for Shabbos. As long as there's not between, in other words, you can have a wall, this is what the Rashi explains what the Gemara means, you can have a wall that is either made of posts that go one way, shi or ori. You don't need length and width. Either you have poles one after the other, less than three tefachim, and that considers a wall. Or you have ropes, right, on amudim that are less than three tefachim up, and that makes a wall. So either the wall is totally horizontal or totally vertical. You don't need vertical and horizontal together. As long as it's not between each kana, shlosha tefachim. The yisera Shabbos asuka, shah Shabbos enedi teres ala ba'omim merubal aparetz. However, when it comes to Shabbos, it's only neater if there's more solid than open. But by sukkah, you don't need more solid than open. Masha'en came to sukkah. By sukkah, you don't need, even if there's more open than solid, it's still okay. So let's see first of all what it is, and then we'll see what the question is. V'chein l'shabbos, afal pisha tzarek l'shabbos sholosh mechitzas l'yassas u'shusayachit. Even though normally on Shabbos you need three full mechitzas to be considered u'shusayachit, Shabbos shal sukkahs mutter lismach al mechitzah sukkah. Shabbos of sukkah, there it's what's called good enough, that what's considered three mechitzahs for sukkah. Im osa b'shus harabim, somach l'pischo, sukkah, de'ein bo el ashtayim ke'ilchus ha mishlisha sapilu tefach, whatever that means, right? Then machnes u'motzei men levei, so you're allowed to carry from there into your house, even though normally on Shabbos that wouldn't be good, for Shabbos of sukkahs it's good. The Alpha God, the Bashar Shabbos is low mystery. On a different Shabbos, it wouldn't be okay. Right? Inami, or another possibility. Bashar Mechitza She'en and Shal Sukkah, low mystery Bahochi. If it's not a Sukkah, then it wouldn't be good. Even on Shabbos Shal Sukkah. It has to be, since it helps for a Sukkah, it helps for what's it called for this. Bashabbos the Sukkah, Shari. The Nigel Dahu Tepach Agmi Rachmar Lamosha Mechitza Sukkah. Two ways in Rashi are, it's only going to help on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Shaila is, it's going to help in any mechitza on Shabbos of Sukkah? Since it helps for the Sukkah, it'll help on any two mechitzas plus a tefach, or no? If you're building a Sukkah, that Sukkah has a din of Rishut HaYochid Lagabi Shabbos too. But it's not going to help for other mechitzas that you build, even on Shabbos of Sukkah. It'll only help if you're building a sukkah. And the sukkah has a din of three mechitzas. But it's not that all three mechitzas on Shabbos of Sukkot, right, have a din of three mechitzas if they look like a sukkah. That's the second pshat in Rashi. A dofen sukkah ke dofen Shabbos. Kol tzidei defonu shi'itiru chachomim l'shabbos, gigol mechitzas shoshi below oreid ke deroma be'erivit. Now the Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara brings on this braisa that whatever constitutes a dofen for Shabbos is good enough for sukkah. Okay? If it's good enough for Shabbos, it's good enough for sukkah. Normal. Right? That means that even a mechitza, which is either only vertical or only horizontal, is good enough for sukkah too. Makifin bekonin, you could make a mechitza with poles. Okay? Uvilvach, shloy ben konin lechaver, shloshet tvachim. As long as you put them within three tvachim of each one, then the space in between them is considered solid. It's lovely. The Apal Gav Shiroch of Kona Einu Ela Mole Etzba, even though each pole is only one finger thick, right? So there's a lot more space, right, between the Konim, but the space is not considered space. It's lovely. The Yesh Bein Kona LeKona Shlosha Tvachim Choser Mashu, there's a little bit less than three Tvachim between each one. The Ika Porus Merubah La'Omud, it's more open than closed. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Shaper dumb. Damrin and love it. Because what's open is not open. Since it's less than three tefachim, it's considered closed. The Havilei, Kulo Omed. It's considered like it's closed. O shall ore, velo si. Or you can make a horizontal mechitza without a vertical. Kinishnan hasam, a keeping shlosha chavalim, have a hekif nami ledofen sukkah. You put three ropes, one within three tvachim of the other, and that's considered a wall. Okay. Uvilvad, shezoir shloya ben kona lechaver o shlosha tvachim shumut mati. You have to make sure there's not more than three tvachim or more between the ropes. Kihechi domer linyan Shabbos. Same thing by Shabbos. Dimkei nothavei mitoris lovet. Because if there's a space more than three tvachim or more, then it's not lovet. And then the opening is more than, you don't have a mechitza. The dafka b'mekomos harbe. The havile porets maruba wa omid. Ava mokom echad o shnei mekomos havile kibsochim. That's only if it's opened in a lot of different places with more than three tvachim. Right? Then it's a problem. But if it's in one place, right, or two places, then those places that are more than three tvachim are considered what's it called pesachim. But then you need more solid than those tvachim. If it's more than three tvachim spaces, the spaces can be considered like a door. Okay? But, and they won't affect the mechitza, as long as there's more mechitza than opening. If it's less than three tvachim, it's not considered open. It's considered solid. If the holes are three tvachim or more, up until 10 amas, is considered a door. But then you need more solid mechitza than those holes. Shah Shabbos ain't any terrace in Yesh Bab Sochim Harbe, Shein Bohem Tsurasa Pesach, Virabi Malha Omer, Mavavi La Omer. Shabbos, the mechitza is only considered a mechitza if it has an opening between three tvachim and 10 amas. Without a Tsurasa Pesach. With a Tsurasa Pesach, it's also considered closed. So that's not considered open. You can have a whole wall with a Tzuras HaPesach open and still considered closed. Or you can have it less than three tvachim is also considered closed. But anything from three tvachim to 10 amas is an opening in the mechitza. It doesn't passel it as long as on Shabbos there's more closed in the mechitza than open. But, Mashen came to Sukkah. The Sogi Le Vishtayim Tehil Chason or Shlisha Satil Tefach. By Sukkah, it's enough to have two good walls plus one tefach, where most of it's open. And that doesn't make a difference. That's okay. V'afilu hoyu lo psochim b'shtei atfonos echad o shnayim d'chi mitzarefes lehu b'hadi shtayim aprutzos hadi leporetz meruba sharia. And here Rashi says that the way you figure out if it's omud meruba laporetz is you take the total of the four walls. And if you, all the four walls together, if there's more standing than openings, okay. And the opposite is no good. Okay, Memela, by Sukkah, you only have really two standing walls, plus a tefach, and a total opening. So you could even have psachim of three tefachim or more in the solid walls. Now if you'll take the total area, right, the whole perimeter, what's it called? It's not a circumference, it's a circle, whatever, there's a word for it. Perimeter. The perimeter, take the whole perimeter, right? And you'll add it up, you'll have more open than closed, still okay. By Sukkah. The Sogile Bishtaim Gelusis Afil Tevel, Afilu Hoyva Psochim Bishtei Atfonos, even if there's openings in the two solid walls, more than three Tvachim, right? And it's, and all together it's going to be Porach Merubah HaOmed, it's still good. Okay. My love. So this is what it says. Just like whatever a wall is good for Shabbos is good for Sukkah. Okay? But Sukkah is good even if it's Poritz Merubah La'omid and Shabbos isn't good. So now it's Mashma that even on Sukkahs, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkahs, right, it's not going to be good. It's going to be good for Sukkah, not for Shabbos. That Shabbos is not going to be mutter, and for Sukkah it's going to be okay. So my love, Yisera Shabbos is Sukkah, Sukkah, velo amrina nigo, right? Doesn't it mean that what's it called, that Shabbos has a chumrah, even when it's Sukkah, and for Shabbos it won't help if it's Poritz Merubah La'omid, and for Sukkah it'll help. So you see, you don't say Migu. You don't say, since it's good for Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos too. It's not good for Shabbos, good for Sukkah. Mar says, lo, you say Shabbos the Alma, al Shabbos the Sukkah. It's not talking about what's it called Shabbos of Sukkot. Shabbos of Sukkot is good for both. Since it's good for Sukkot, it's good for Shabbos. But a regular Shabbos, which is not Sukkot, there, that mechitza is more chomer than a mechitza of Shabbos of Sukkot. That, what's it called, even not the Sukkah, but Shabbos of Sukkah, where the mechitza of, even for Shabbos is good. So Mar says, Yehachi, listening, Nami Yaseiris Sukkah di Alma as Sukkah de Shabbos, right? Let it say that there's a chumrah of Sukkah Stam on Sukkah of Shabbos. Yehilu Sukkah di Alma boy tefach shochet, right? Sukkah Stam needs a tefach shochet. Right? Because when it comes to Shabbos, there's a kula by Shabbos. By Sukkah, you need a full tefach, right, to make the third wall. But by Shabbos, if you have two walls, you have a mabui that has two parallel walls, it's enough either to put up a lechi or a kola. Right? You put a lechi next to one of the walls, the opening into Rishus HaRabim, and the lechi could be less than a tefach. It could be a mashu. Or you put a kola on the top. So since a lechi could be, and for Shabbos, that's good. Now Shabbos, you're allowed to carry. Rabbanan said, you have two walls separate, and you have what's it called, a little what's it called, lechi, that's good. So, l'chora, sukkos, when it's Shabbos, should help also a lechi. You shouldn't need a tefach shochet, right, if you say migul. To ha'atu the amras, one second, the evil sukkah, the Shabbos, l'boy tefach shochet, the sogi belechi. So ha'atu da amra sichal gabi movish yesh lo lechi kosher. You yourself said that if on Sukkot, right, on Shabbos, you made a sukkah on a mavui that was mutter with a lechi for Shabbos, it helps for sukkah too, and you don't need a tefach. So Mara says, ahulot itzrichalei. No, it didn't have to tell me this chid, this did. Why? Has to be killed to the chamir to amrinan, right? If from the kula to the chumra we say that migu, mechamir to the kil to a koshke, surely what's from the chumra, Shabbos is more chumra than sukkah. Right? If it helps for sukkah to Shabbos, surely it helps from Shabbos to sukkah. What's considered a mechitza for Shabbos is surely a good mechitza for sukkah. Once we know that whatever's a mechitza for sukkah is even a mechitza for Shabbos. Rashi, my love, I feel a b'Shabbos shebesocha chai ka'omar. The love mishtrit l'tul tulei. The Hachi Kamer Yisera Hilchus Tilkul Shabbos, the Sukkah, I Hilchus Hechsher Sukkah. This isn't this Brisa telling me that even on Cholamo, on Shabbos Sukkos, it's not Dr. Cholamo, Shabbos and Sukkos, when they coincide, what is mutter for the Sukkah is not going to be mutter for Shabbos. Okay? Lech of Elisham, Lassus Dechov a Sukkah, whatever you'll be Yotze Sukkah with, but you're not going to be able to carry in that Sukkah. So the Ian Mapek, they, Ella arba, you can only carry four amas, nothing more. You can't carry from it into the house. So it's not going to help for Shabbos. Isn't that what the Brice is saying? That Yisera, the dinim of mechitza of Shabbos are more chomer than the dinim of mechitza of Sukkah. And it's talking when it's Sukkah on Shabbos. Mar says, love. Hachi komer. Yisera hilchus tilkul Shabbos di alma, a hilchus tilkul Shabbos di sukkah. She Shabbos di alma in the teres ala ba'omi meruba, the lekala name of bonigo, the Shabbos di sukkah in the teres mishumigo. Now what Brisa means is that the halachas of Shabbos when it's not sukkahs is more chomer than the halachas of Shabbos when it is sukkahs. E Shabbos di alma chomer, aval Shabbos di sukkah, the hilchus hekshir sukkah, shavim mishumigo. Now the word says if that's the case, that Shabbos and Sukkah, the laws become the same. Whatever is good for Sukkah is good for Shabbos, right? Listening, Nami Yisera Hilchus Hefshir Sukkah, the Alma, the Chol, Ahilchus Hefshir Sukkah, the Shabbos, right? Tell me the other case also, right? That a Sukkah and Shabbos, the halachas of Sukkah are more lenient. Just like by Shabbos, it's enough to have a lechi on the third wall. You don't need a tefach. So when Shabbos coincides with Sukkot, you don't need a tefach to make it a good sukkah. A lechi will be enough. The evil sukkah to Shabbos in Masuya Kamavli stayed the fun of Zukanegetzu. Sogi leba lechi zokul beisla yotze. You don't need a tefach to make the two walls together. All you need is a lechi. Afagav the aim rechavul tefach. Even though the lechi is not a tefach, the migul davi dofin the Shabbos avi noi dofin sukkah. We'll say the opposite. Since it's a dofin for Shabbos, it's a dofin for sukkah too. To amar mishum disle migul amar hachi. You hold this migul. That since it's good for this, it's good for that too. The didacht amrus lechi mishum mechitza azorik lemovi mefulish sheyesh lo lechi chayiv al medoraisa mechitza. It's not only the rabbanim, it's a doraisa, considered a mechitza. That lechi is considered like it continues on. Umitokun should say yachid nami midorabbanim osur midoraisa miyomuter midoraisa. It's a real good sukkah, so it's a good lech. It's a good mavul. You can carry the natora in that mavul. The meila for gavi sukkah should be okay too. The hamar mishum the isle nigo omer hachi. The meila, why didn't tell me the other halacha? That on Shabbos of Sukkot, a sukkah with less than a tefach of the third wall is going to be okay, because it's enough with a lechi. So the Gemara says, what's it called? And you hold, shichach agavi movi mefulish, yesh lo lechi ksherim Shabbos, lo b'chol. It's kosher on Shabbos, but not during the week, because during the week it's not a mechitza for Shabbos. There's no din of Shabbos. Only when it's actually matir for Shabbos, then it's matir for sukkah too. The migu davidokin the Shabbos, the mehevi reshus hayochid davidokin in yisukah. Mar says ahu lo tzirichle. You don't need to tell me that halacha. Why? Lashminu the yaseir sukkah the alma sukkah the Shabbos. That if it's good for Shabbos, it's also good for sukkah. I don't need to be told that. Why? Mishum demireisha shaminla. If I know that if it's good for sukkah, it's good for Shabbos, from the kal to the chomer, then I can understand myself that if it's good for Shabbos, it's surely good for sukkah. The hash to be killed to the chamirta min the migu. Migu the havidof in the sukkah, the kila havidof in the Shabbos, the chamirta, the chamirta the kilta me boy, the movi sheesh al lechi zogel, the kosher the sukkah of the Shabbos. So that I can infer myself, I don't need to be told that.